Unit 16.
干杯.
In China, as elsewhere, large quantities of alcohol are sometimes consumed on various festive occasions. The level of formality and the elaborateness of the toasts depend on the status and the number of the guests. Generally, the more elevated the guest's status, or the greater their number, the more formal and elaborate the toasts will be. The most common toast at Chinese banquets is probably
干杯,
or bottoms up, literally, make the cups dry. Highly formulaic and literary Chinese is often used to add dignity to the occasions. Speeches frequently end with an exhortation to raise the cup and down the drink, which is often
茅台,
one of the white liquors. Cognac or other kinds of foreign liquor are also popular. Omission of pronouns. The Chinese language is highly dependent on context. One example of this characteristic is the omission of pronouns. English speakers may occasionally omit pronouns when speaking very informally. For example, they may ask, "Need any help?" or "Want some dessert?" However, this is much more common in Chinese. In Chinese, pronouns can usually be omitted as long as there is no possibility of confusion. For example, if someone asks you in Chinese where you are going, you can leave out the pronoun I in your answer without causing any misunderstanding. Likewise, if you are clearly addressing just one person, you can ask, "Have a fever?" without any ambiguity as to whom is meant. Pronouns are also omitted for social reasons. When addressing one's superior, it is a good idea to use his or her title rather than the pronoun
你,
you. The more formal
您,
however, is perfectly respectful and can be used in place of the title.